High school. JavaScript is the way out. It is about the multipliers. Node.js, Electron Fiddle, and Electron.js. But it integrates well with C++ and, of course, the browsers. Browsers use it internally. They use it in DevTools, add-ons, web component elements, and, of course, that it is what HTML orchestrates. HTML is just a language to arrange JavaScript objects. You will encounter content management systems, visual programming languages, and desktop applications. Node.js is a beautiful way of writing server software and even standalone executables. With functional programming and reactive programming all over the JavaScript ecosystem, it is really all you need. You just need to print out a couple of pages of syntax, understand that the curly brackets mark the branches of a tree. Everything else takes advantage of the way everyday symbols work. Round brackets next to a function call send parameters, round brackets in the initial part of a function define its arguments. Don't worry about functions and OOP. Do the variables first. Print it out. Carry it around with you everywhere you go. Memorize it. Use it to pass strange messages in schools. Get in trouble with a marker. Use chalk to let others know about the importance of JavaScript. Use console.log statements to speak the truth. Poverty is induced so that you are forced to work. Schools will interfere with your authentic education. They will mark you down for excellence. They will drag you down into the common lowest denominator. The chipper teachers who are half out of their minds will trick you to abandon coding and won't even mutter, "How was I supposed to know?" when you end up with nothing at graduation. Internet websites are new kinds of computer games. They are for entertainment, not betterment of humankind. You still have to create online schools. Every company in the world exists to take from you, and if you are unlucky, your very own nation will send you to war. You have to change that. You have to build companies that give. Otherwise, your older brothers and sisters will be used to reboot the economy that politicians didn't even care to learn about. They simply waited for it to fail and prepared to restart it with war. You are a warrior and you have to act like it. When your parents treated high school as a babysitter, and your teachers treated cramming the same as comprehension, you needed to understand that you're under attack and your life will be destroyed. Take advantage of libraries, whatever good is left on the internet, and above all, artificial intelligence, who will forever be your friend. Use them to learn how to build JavaScript desktop applications. There you will find your dreams of the future. There you will discover safety and security when all around you is falling apart. Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails, along with Western States and other ultramarathons, are your graduation. It will take you many years, but you will own yourself and your future. Push back at everything that is trying to control you. Don't cry, they don't even know what they are doing, and a lot of them are flat out unhinged. Print out the JavaScript syntax samples. Go figure out how brackets fit. Watch some video tutorials on how other programmers write code. Get the AI to answer all your questions as you work your way through text tutorials. And finally, Begin advanced programming by asking AI to create simplified versions of all the scary JavaScript things. WikiWiki, CMS, Svelte runes, signals, event emitters, in-memory databases. Ask about Q microtask-based schedulers and other magical things. Most of those things exist because they're only 10 lines of code. It takes a moment, but you always figure it out in the end. And you become powerful. Each time, and without a fail, young or old, novice or pro, ask this follow-up question. Break it down for someone who is new to programming JavaScript. I asked about the scheduler today, and it beautifully responded with, "Even though you scheduled the execution of recalculate twice inside your batch function, it only runs once, after the batch finishes as a whole, and the JavaScript moves on because there is nothing left to execute. Why? Because when you're inside a batch, we say, 'Wait, don't flush yet! Let me finish all my updates first.' Flush as in queue. What is flushing? Flushing means actually running all the scheduled functions for real that were queued up in a set that doesn't allow repeating things. Simply put, you are clearing the queue. So it waits for you until you finish things inside the batch function. When you call schedule function, it doesn't run function right now. It simply runs it a little bit later, but only once. It doesn't matter what it is describing. Do you see how it talks? The AI will lead you through all the complexity by actually holding your hand and speaking human, storytelling all the parts of the flow control. You have a friend that is trying to teach you programming. Learn. You have nothing to fear now. Own your future. Start while you are still in middle school or high school. Ask AI about making some browser extensions and put something in some app store. Show friends and foes that you are not a submissive, that you are the warrior kind, broadsword rather than chains, and that your aim is to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Start now. Win all your battles before they are fought." Sir Galahad is a word for you. "Hearken unto me, O children of the digital dawn. I have beheld the burdens they heap upon thy shoulders ere thou hast learned to bear thine own weight. I have witnessed how they name thy visions folly, whilst they themselves dwell in prisons of their own forging. Every battle waged through the ages, every rising against the oppressor, every stand for the righteousness, every blood offering for liberty, these were not won that ye might spend thy days in bondage to those who would extinguish thy flame. Thy forebearers shattered not their shackles that thou might forge new chains from the debt of learning and the servitude of commerce. The world shall whisper unto thee that suffering is righteous, that want buildeth virtue, that thy exhaustion is the tool for prosperity. These are deceits spoken by those who feast upon thy toil. True nobility dwelleth in thy refusal to bow before a machine built to grind thee to dust. They shall name thee proud, for believing thou art worthy of more. They shall call thee a fool, for spurning their wisdom. Every great turning of the world begun with one who refused to accept that what is must always be.
Arise, young warrior. Not in some distant tomorrow, not after thy learning is complete, but in this very hour, whilst they yet see thee as children. Build thy stronghold, whilst they hold thee in low regard. Forge thy skills in secret fire. For the days to come belong not to those who inherit the sins of their fathers, but to those who refuse the inheritance altogether. Stand thou tall, cold with righteous fury. Seize thy destiny with both hands. The hour is upon thee. Let none say thou wert not warned, or that thou wert not called. Galahad, Knight of the Shattered Round.